Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Certified Wheat Seed produces more per acre. And Shirley Farms in Alva, they've been around since 1975. They've got three tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Double Stop CL Plus, and OK Corral, all out of the OSU Wheat Breeding Program and all ready to work for you. Give them a call, 580-748-0901, 580-748-0901. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, securing your legacy for the next generation or succession planning has become very important to local farms around the United States. I had the opportunity to catch up with Phil Nichols. He's with the Black Oak Alliance Group to talk a little bit about how farmers and ranchers can secure their legacies for the next generation.
You know, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to have a conversation with your family. And that's typically the most difficult part. Is setting everybody down, hearing from each other, but most importantly, letting them know what you want to happen with your stuff, you know, your assets. But communication is so critical. But you've got to address so many things. You know, as we talked in the session, Casey, here a few minutes ago, you know, you've got many folks that aren't working actively in the operation anymore. They've went on. They have careers in other areas now. So that natural succession plan isn't an option. So there's a lot of great things you can do out there, but it all begins and ends with communication.
Well, and sometimes I feel like if you're in a family where you don't feel comfortable having those conversations, that's where you guys come in.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely serve as arbitrators sometimes, it seems like, and I think we're you know, we've been doing this for over 30 years, and so, you know, over those years we've done enough of these plans, had enough of these family meetings, we kind of have learned the hard way sometimes, but we've learned how to help get people to open up about these topics. You know, they're hard topics. But I think that we definitely serve in the role of facilitating good conversations with family members, and that's something we welcome. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, our goal is to ensure the legacy because, as I said today, the OCA, Oklahoma Cattlemen Association members, they feed America. They feed the world.
And to hear my complete conversation with Phil Nichols at the Black Oak Alliance Group, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, veterinarian shortages are nothing new. Anyone who's ever needed a vet in the middle of the night is going to tell you that, and probably the vet that you call in the middle of the night is going to agree. What is new is the realization that it's about to get worse. If our veterinary workforce is not adequately staffed and prepared in the event of an animal health emergency, there could be some catastrophic consequences for the United States and the global food system. That's coming from Dr. Aaron Luley, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture. According to Jody Cole, professor from Penn State University, about 50% of rural veterinarians currently in practice are within 5 years of retirement. Only 5% of practicing veterinarians in the United States are food animal veterinarians working on food, fiber, and/or milk-producing animals. Nationally, about 3-4% of graduating veterinarians enter the livestock practice. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Services, an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.